This is the Texas Standard. I'm Lauren Silverman with KERA North Texas, filling in for host David Brown. Earlier this year, Pastor Gonzalez Sosa was pulled over for speeding in Central Texas. This is dashcam audio from that traffic stop.
¿Todo ese equipo de Viceto, de ustedes o de quién?
Okay. Sosa was issued a citation, but his race was recorded as white. Peculiar, but perhaps just a clerical error? Now, one reason officers are required to document a person's race is because of Texas law aimed at preventing racial profiling. But according to a new investigation by KXAN, that's Austin's NBC affiliate, the number of individuals incorrectly ID'd by race might be a little too high to write off as a simple mistake. Joining me now to talk about the investigation is KXAN reporter Brian Collister. Brian, welcome.
Thank you, Lauren.
So just how many records and for how far back did this latest investigation go?
We looked at almost 21 million traffic citations issued by the Department of Public Safety's troopers over the last 5 years, back to 2010. And initially, when we looked at the data, we saw that they certainly put down a lot of people as Hispanic. In fact, during that time period, there's about a little over a million that they put down as Hispanic. And then we started to notice that there was a trend in the data that showed that people with clearly Hispanic names, like, for example, Pastor Gonzalez Sosa, were being put down as white. And so we started to try and connect the dots through some public records, whether it be someone's booking photo for an arrest or whether it would be through social media. And what we found were lots and lots of examples where people who are clearly Hispanic were being put down as white.
Now, no one tipped you off to this. This was just something you saw a trend in.
Exactly. It was something that was we started to look at court records here in the Austin area, we were noticing that Hispanics were being recorded as white in court documents. So as the issue rose over the summer about racial profiling, DPS, of course, has been scrutinized after the incident in Waller County involving Sandra Bland and a stop by a trooper there. We started to look at how DPS was collecting its data. And that's when we noticed that if you get the data, a lot of people will analyze the field and the data that just shows the race. Well, we sort of connected the dots and looked at, well, what is the name that goes with that field? And that's when we started to notice the large numbers of Hispanics. Now, obviously, the examples that we have were examples that we were able to drill down and show and get dash cam video of or photographs of. But how large is this problem? The only way we could tackle that was by taking the same 5 years worth of data and we added up all of the names of all of the motorists that the DPS troopers had put down as white. And what we noticed is, and this is very striking, the most popular name for a white motorist in Texas over that time period is Smith. No surprise.
No surprise there, yeah.
The next most popular names most often cited are Garcia, Hernandez, Rodriguez, Gonzalez.
Now, is there any chance that these people are simply saying they're white? Maybe they're not identifying as Hispanic.
Well, you know, when you do get a driver's license, they ask you your race. And that is not on your site, not on your driver's license. You won't see it there, but it is within, it's supposed to be within the DPS information. But the racial profiling law is very specific. What it says is that every peace officer, not just DPS troopers, but every peace officer in Texas is required by law to document what they determine as the race of the driver. Remember, this is a law aimed at preventing racial profiling. So they're actually supposed to do that twice. One, they're supposed to note in their data whether they knew the race of the driver prior to the stop. And then when they issue the citation or they make an arrest based on a traffic stop, they must record the race. Now, the options, the law is very clear. Race and ethnicity are to be treated the same. The law prescribes specific categories, including white and Hispanic, black, and there are two or three others beyond that, but there is a differentiation between white and Hispanic. So in Texas, being almost 40% Hispanic, if you don't create those categories, if you don't allow for the distinction between white and Hispanic, then how in the world could you ever analyze that type of information?
So how has DPS responded? I mean, what is the motivation possibly behind this?
We still don't have a clear answer on what the motivation is. We have tried repeatedly to get answers from DPS. In our story, we actually had to go to a public meeting in order to track down and try to speak with the head of the DPS, he started to mention that there might be some issues with the in-car computer system that the troopers use. And this goes back to when you self-identify your race on your driver's license application. He started to indicate that DPS didn't even have the ability to mark someone within their database as Hispanic, which seems very odd considering we have such a large Hispanic population and the law requires the information to allow for that category.
It's not exactly a new demographic.
Exactly, and certainly not here in Texas. And so I had to remind him that the law requires the officer to make the determination. And he agreed and said, yes, you're absolutely right. And even though we've had some limitations with our computer system, our officers, our troopers have been trained to basically work around that and to document the race that they determine. In fact, the director of DPS made that same statement about training the troopers to accurately report race to State Senator Jose Rodriguez out of El Paso, who has been very concerned with the fact that there have been lots of media reports. There was a hearing here in Austin involving a legislative committee in which DPS has been scrutinized for a very dramatic increase in the number of Hispanics that they have been documenting that has been increasing over the last 5 years.
Brian Collister is a reporter for KXAN, and you can link to the investigation at texasstandard.org. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Lauren.